This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You know, the great part about my job is they ain't seen nothing yet. I get to know folks like Matt Drudge and Donald Trump and Larry Pinkney and Ron Paul and Rand Paul and everybody else. All right, we are back live. Laura Loomer's coming up. And then who takes over after that? John Rappaport's ready to go. Roger Stone is starting to break his silence. He's reportedly has to report to federal prison next Tuesday, and it's 7 days left to count down to deep state death sentence. And a lot of folks have been asking Roger, did he get special treatment? They've been spinning it. Well, he went ahead and told it all. He fell on his sword and spilt his guts and sang like a canary. So here's Roger Stone setting the record straight that he did get special treatment. Here he is.
This is Roger Stone. Former Hillary Clinton lawyer Aaron Zelinsky, now posing as a non-political career line prosecutor, is testifying to the House Judiciary Committee today that I received special treatment in my recent prosecution. He's right. When the FBI shows up at your house at 6 a.m. with 29 heavily armed agents to roust you out of bed for the CNN cameras, that's very special. When Comey, Brennan, Clapper, McCabe, and others lie to Congress, but only you are indicted for lying to Congress, that's special, too. And now, with Michael Avenatti, Michael Cohen, and Rick Gates moved from prison to home confinement because of the dangers of coronavirus, yet Roger Stone is ordered to go to a prison where my life would be in danger from COVID-19, that's special, too. He's absolutely right. But the only politicization of my case was by Mr. Zelinsky and the Gang of Four, who are not non-political career line prosecutors, but ideologues aligned with Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama.
Wow, this is shock video. Roger Stone admits to special treatment. Who would have thought it? All right, we're going to come back with Laura Loomer, who's running for Congress, being banned and demonized and so much more. But I'm going to throw this out here right now. I want to thank you all for keeping us in the fight. Plus, these are great products that everybody absolutely needs. X2, Ultra 12, Living Defense, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Brain Force Plus is even too strong for me to take. I mean, people ask me, I'm like a lawyer asked me once, are these products real? I said, is your mama real? What the hell you think I'm doing here? There's all the fake people, and there's me, and there's you. Are you fake? I don't back down for nothing. Everybody knows that. I don't sell you products that are crap. I can get products for $2, $3 a bottle. Some of these products are $25, $30 a bottle because they're loaded. I take them. It's the best stuff on the market. And by the way, just selfishly, you think I give up my spiritual mojo to sell you crap? The money I get from crap sales is like a curse. The money I get from something honest is like green grass, beautiful mountains, and little bluebirds singing. And you know why God made the sky so bluebirds wouldn't bump their heads? Seriously, folks, we got the 4th of July super sale starts now. And, Ultra 12, 50% off, been sold out for months now, back in stock. Winter Sun Plus, vitamin D3 that you need, period, not for COVID. You need it, period. It's essential for your cells to operate well. It's the highest quality. Sold out for months, finally back in stock. There are also great other specials. Survival Shield X2 sold out, now back in stock. And the high-quality storable foods everybody needs for these uncertain times. Just have that little box checked off to have that backup. That's back in stock, only 4 weeks for delivery now, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Laura Loomer running for Congress. She'll respond to all the huge internet censorship and more, and an extremist gave her a donation.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Wake up.
Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet. And they whisper the word
revolution. But is it a communist revolution?
There are men coming down from...
Laura Loomer is here with us, LauraLoomerForCongress.com. And whether she wins, loses, or draws, some poll she's ahead, doesn't matter. She's taking action and going to be in the debates and engaging truth right there in that key district where Mar-a-Lago is. And so that's why I called her up today and I said, I'm making my maximum donation for a congressional run of $2,800 from my personal account to Laura Loomer for what she's doing. And so I hope other people support her. But I wanted to get her take just in general before I mail this off today, just on Carpe Donctum being banned, Congress admitting its total censorship. Yeah, is Trump a day late, a month short? I mean, I want Trump to win. I think Trump's a great guy, but my God, you know, from Facebook to Twitter to Google, the censorship is just unbelievable, Laura.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on, Alex, and thank you so much for committing to make a max out donation to my campaign as a free speech hero and a free speech warrior yourself, one of the first to be canceled by the cancel culture mob. Your donation really speaks volumes to what this battle, what this war we're up against is really all about. And look, it's not just President Trump. I think that the Republican Party as a whole is late to the table when it comes to the issue of big tech social media censorship. I remember 2 years ago, Alex, when you and I were sitting next to each other in that hearing room, and it was Republicans who auctioned us off and didn't stand by us when we were confronting Jack Dorsey in Congress during the tech censorship hearing where he perjured himself along with Mark Zuckerberg and others like Sundar Pichai. It wasn't Democrats, it was Republicans. And we've been warning them about what was coming for years. You and I have been screaming at the top of our lungs, Alex, other people like Milo and Gavin McGinnis have as well, about this tech censorship and election interference that we predicted for the last 4 years. Nothing has been done about it. You know, several years ago, Republicans had the presidency, the Senate, and the House, and they could have taken action. But unfortunately, we are looking and experiencing right now the consequences of inaction.
And by the way, let's talk about that. You and I are in there 2 years ago. Jack Dorsey's there saying, we don't censor. We don't. The sky isn't blue. And then like this Porky Pig guy does this auctioneering, blah, 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 to talk over you. And you're like, Trump, do something. They're going to censor you next. It's terrible. And they're like, that's ridiculous on the news. No one censored anybody. Here's the video. Oh, we don't have audio? Well, maybe we'll have it in a little while. Laura, please continue.
Right, so you can watch that video, and that's a video I posted to my Parler account last night to remind people that this has already been said. It was pretty prophetic. Everything I predicted while you know, confronting Jack Dorsey in a congressional meeting 2 years ago came true. And I made a personal plea to President Trump, and now President Trump himself is being censored. You see the way that Twitter now has literally become a recruitment tool and a propaganda tool for these Marxist jihadists who are leading a cultural insurrection in our country to overthrow the Constitution and all things good in American. And so that's, you know, that's why we need fighters like me in Congress. We need people who are going to have the balls to take these people on. And there's no time for writing letters. There's no time for being nice. There's no time for sitting back and hoping that someday the left is going to be civilized, because they are never going to get the decency required to participate in civil discourse and be civilized human beings. These people are hell-bent on seeing the destruction of our country. And I don't know if you saw last night AOC's election results, but she wanted in a landslide, okay? And it was Republicans and Democrats who pumped millions of dollars into the race to try to defeat her in the primary, Alex, okay? We are being swept in this nation by a communist wave, and we need to counter.
Exactly. There's a communist wave. Laura Loomer warns of communist wave. And people want radicalism. They want aggression. We're being attacked. We're all milquetoast and scared, and let's kneel and let's bow. That encourages this. We need Trump to, like, flamethrow and call on the enemy and attack him, and we need Americana. Well, we do have the clip ready with audio now. Here it is 2 years ago, you warning Trump.
It says that...
Hey, regular order.
Is trying to influence the election, to sway the election.
What'd she say? I can't understand her. What?
Steal the election. That is why she is censoring and shadow banning.
I'm at a day and 12 at a half, 15, 7 at a half, $20, 2 at a half, 5, 7 at a half, 30. Get $30 down here, 2 at a half, 5, 30, 5, 7 at a half, 40. Get $40, 2 at a half, 5, 5, 45, 7 at a half, 50. Got $50 down here, 2 at a half.
Officer, will you escort this young lady out, please?
Get 2 at a half, now 5, 65, 7 at a half, 70. Got 2 at a half, now 5, 75, 7 at a half, $80 to 5, 85, 90. Get $100 on it,
and they shut it down and make a joke about it. Laura, totally sickening.
Yeah, it is real sickening, because the same people, Alex, who are getting banned today, the same people who are being shut down, I remember when they were mocking me and you. Remember when they were laughing at us when you got, I think you got into a scuffle with a few MSNBC reporters, and people were saying, oh, look, it's the crackpots who showed up to Congress today to scream about this conspiracy theory called censorship of conservatives.
They're like, no one even censored them. It's made up.
Oh, well, maybe if they weren't so controversial, maybe they still have their accounts. Well, are they going to say the same thing about President Trump? Are they going to say the same thing about Carpe Duncan or Raheem Kassam or, you know, your everyday American who is simply just posting facts? It is now hate speech, Alex, to post facts. It is now hate speech to simply exist as a freedom-loving American in this country. If you do not embrace and endorse the Marxist jihadist agenda, you have no place on social media, according to these tyrants. I mean, all you got to do is look at the Twitter bio. Look at what Twitter made as the hashtags in their official account. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Hashtag Black Trans Lives Matter. Hashtag Black Queer Lives Matter. Okay, Jack Dorsey encouraging Antifa terrorists and BLM, disruptors to basically...
Well, if Congress would have acted years ago, they could have beaten us. But big tech's bigger than the government, bigger than Congress. Libertarians go, oh, don't mess. It's a government. Big tech surveils me, controls me, blocks my bank accounts, doesn't let you get an Airbnb, doesn't let you get an Uber. This is, if Hitler had this, he would have won. And they just do it.
Right.
And they do it. They do it. And now Congress finally figures out they're being taken over, but is it too late?
Well, I think that this election, more so than any other election in our country's history, is going to determine whether or not America succeeds and continues to live, or America fails as a nation as we know it. We can't allow for the communists to gain a stronghold in our country, okay? They are now trying to cancel Jesus Christ. I don't know if you saw this last week.
I was going to raise it. Infowars.com. Left now calls for statues of Jesus to be pulled down because he's white. So whiteness, or I guess Jewishness itself, is now not allowed.
Yeah, well, look, we have one more shot, Alex. One more chance on this planet. One more chance in our lifetime, in your children's lifetime, in your grandchildren's lifetime.
Oh, no, I agree. If we don't win now, we're going to live like in Russia under communists for 50 years.
Yeah, and look, we see the way that big tech is actually partnering with the Chinese government, and you mentioned Hitler. Well, what is Hitler well known for? Well, subjecting Jewish people to concentration camps. The big tech social media companies are getting a lot of their manufacturing done in China, who is putting Muslim leaders into concentration camps. So first it starts with the censorship and the debanking and the ostracization and the blacklisting and the Chinese social credit score.
No, you're right. We're facing the new Hitler, and not to be little Hitler, but this is bigger. Not to belittle the bad things Hitler did. I'm saying this is bigger. China's a bigger threat. I mean, they've killed more people than Hitler, and they're literally in our lives.
Well, and look, I'm a Jewish woman, and when you look at comparisons between the Holocaust and you look at Nazis, right, we look at 6 million Jews who were killed, but communism has killed over 100 million people. And so I don't understand why the left thinks, oh, well, it's such a slur to call somebody a Nazi. Yeah, you obviously don't want to be called a Nazi or be known as a Nazi.
But exactly, the Chi-Com's the biggest murderers ever. Laura Loomer for Congress.com.
Have killed more people. So I don't know why it's okay to suddenly call yourself an open communist.
No, I agree. Saying you're a communist is like saying you're a Nazi. Come back and join us again soon. Laura Loomer for Congress.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
That's a headline. And this is the story. Nursing homes. What is happening in nursing homes? People dying in nursing homes. All over the world. I want to give you some figures. I'm going to be reading some stats here. So listen up. Do not go anywhere. This is May 22, Forbes. In the 43 states that currently report such figures, an astounding 42% of all COVID-19 deaths have taken place in nursing homes and assisted living facilities. Washington Post, May 18. The World Health Organization said half of Europe's COVID-19 deaths occurred in such facilities. Half. Headline of the same Post article. Canada's nursing home crisis, 81% of coronavirus deaths in the country are in long-term care facilities. 81. The Guardian, May 16. About 90% of the 3,700 people who died from coronavirus in Sweden were over 70, and half were living in care homes, according to a study from Sweden's National Board of Health, etc. Spain, shocked at the end of March, when the defense minister revealed that soldiers drafted in to disinfect residential nursing homes had found some elderly people abandoned and dead in their beds. In Madrid, the total for COVID or suspected COVID deaths since March 8th stood at 5,886 on Thursday. In Catalonia, it was 3,375. Between them, care home deaths in the two regions account for more than a third of all the coronavirus deaths in the country. The Guardian, April 13th, about half of all COVID-19 deaths appear to be happening in care homes in some European countries, they name Italy, Spain, France, Ireland, and Belgium. Getting the picture? Getting the picture? Okay, now here's the inside story. How are these people being diagnosed with COVID-19? Well, some of them are just being coded COVID-19 after they die. And, of course, they're dying from other causes. So that's ridiculous. Then you have the people that are diagnosed as COVID-19 by eyeball alone. Oh, they have the general symptoms, which are vague and flu-like and so on, and pneumonia-ish and so on. COVID-19, ridiculous, absurd, unscientific, stupid, criminal. Then you have the people who are actually tested. And as I've discussed here and in other places maybe 1,000 times by now, the tests are worthless and ridiculous. Talking about the PCR and the antibody test. They spit out false positives like coins from rigged slot machines. That's what they're designed basically to do, although nobody will admit that. So it's very easy, in other words, to give somebody a test and say, oh, you're positive, therefore you have COVID-19. So to say that people in these nursing homes are really COVID-19 and they have the virus is complete crap. Complete crap. What is the actual story? They're old. They have multiple health problems stemming back years and years and years. They've been treated for years and years with toxic medical drugs. They are now, the new factors, terrified at the possibility that they will be diagnosed with COVID-19. Then they are diagnosed, and they're even more terrified. And then on top of that, they're isolated and alone, cut off from the world, cut off from family and friends who may not visit them, and they die. Many patient advocacy groups have already said that the main monitor on what is happening in these nursing homes, where the treatment is often very indifferent, very unkind, sometimes brutal, the best way to monitor all that is through friends and family of the residents themselves, because they come in frequently, they look around, they check on things, they see what's happening to their family, they won't take any nonsense from the staff. They're gone. All gone. If you don't think that the situation that I described adds up to death, you're crazy. That's exactly what it adds up to. Has nothing to do with the virus, has nothing to do with COVID-19, but it has a great deal to do with pumping up and hijacking and jacking up case numbers to make it appear that this is a worldwide pandemic. If you subtracted all of the people around the world, elderly people who are dying of the effects of this murderous operation from the COVID statistics, the truth would be exposed in an hour and the whole thing would be seen to be a complete fraud and a fake. And there is much more, because it's not just the nursing homes. It's the hospitals. It's the lonely apartments. It's the ventilators that are killing people. We have to add in all of that as well in order to see what the staggering fraudulence about statistics are, and we will after the break. Do not go anywhere.
I was talking to my Patriot supplier, Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have, hot in the current, to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated. But we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality affordable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your affordable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high-quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Back here. So you remember the film 1973, Soylent Green. New York police detective discovers that in a crowded, polluted, demented city of New York, people are eating government processed food called Soylent. And the latest version is called Soylent Green. And what he finally discovers at the end is, as he says, Soylent Green is people. The government is processing dead people, and that's the food that everybody in New York is eating. And COVID-19 is old people. They're killing old people. And that's how they're jacking up the statistics. And that's how they're also, if you want to follow some money here, think about all of the government and private insurers around the world who are paying out untold amounts of money in long-term care for these people in residential nursing homes year after year after year, and now don't have to pay any of that money because they're dying early deaths, premature deaths. Now you see a money figure that is staggering. That's a sidebar, but it's an important sidebar. So now I want to read something else to you, because we're adding up the old people that are being killed here, which is COVID-19, essentially. That's what it is. It's not a virus. It's not this. It's not that. This is what it is. So I described nursing homes. Now, here from the Hill, late April 2020, they're talking about a study done, a data gathered at Northwell Health, New York State's largest hospital system. The study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, examines 5,700 patients, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, here's the kicker. For the next oldest age group, 66 and older, patients receiving mechanical ventilation, that's breathing ventilation, recorded a 97.2% mortality rate, end quote. Do you get that? 97.2% in this hospital system, older than 66 years old, put on breathing ventilators, died, dead. Oh, well, because they were already very ill with COVID. No. You don't get those figures, 97.2%, on that explanation. Sorry, go back to mommy's basement and start blogging some more about science. That isn't it. They're killing them. They're killing them with ventilators and heavy, heavy sedation. So now we come to the rest of it. The old people, not in nursing homes, but the ones who manage to make it to hospitals. A huge number of people around the world. Already ill for decades, multiple serious health conditions, immune system teetering on the edge of collapse, living with it, okay, treated with toxic medical drugs for decades, chronically low oxygen levels, but they're living with it. But now the new thing, terrified out of their minds by the potential that they, quote, have the COVID-19 virus, they get to the chaos of a hospital, they are coded COVID-19, boom, either eyeball diagnosis or these worthless diagnostic tests. Now they're put on breathing ventilators, sedated, cut off completely, isolated from friends and family, and they die. What else would you expect? I mean, what else would you expect? Let's get real, okay? What else do you think is going to happen to people? Imagine if you were old, 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 and your immune system was teetering on the edge of collapse, and you had multiple health conditions for 10, 15, 20 years, and you were treated by doctors with toxic medical drugs, and now, all of a sudden, you're terrorized by the propaganda wall-to-wall intentional mind control, mass mind control, day after day, COVID, 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 COVID. You manage to make it to a hospital, and there you are diagnosed. What do you think is going to happen to you? Oh, well, fear doesn't really kill you. No, you don't think so? Terror on top of all that doesn't kill people? Go back to mommy's basement and blog some more, you schmuck. This is a world crisis intentionally being imposed. The huge numbers of old people being killed is COVID-19. That's what it is. if you subtracted all of those numbers, untold numbers, from the fake statistics that are already being rigged, the whole game would be exposed overnight. The whole vicious, cruel, disgusting, devastating lockdown, bankruptcy, poverty, starvation in so-called third world countries and even in so-called developed countries, the whole thing would be exposed completely. COVID-19 is old people being murdered. That's the story. They're doing it. Oh, we didn't know. We're learning. No, you're not. You're not learning anything. You're killing people. Minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, it goes on. And if the whole thing were exposed, as I say, what would be the next domino to fall? Well, that virus you all have been talking about and terrorizing us with, I guess that really doesn't amount to a hill of beans, really, does it? Because you've been promoting and hustling and conning this fake pandemic on the backs of corpses of old people that you've been killing. And when we remove that from the equation, we get nothing. That's what we get. We get no masks, we get no distancing, we get no lockdowns, we get no torture, we get no starvation, we get no bankruptcy, we get no people committing suicide because of the lockdowns and brutality among families and drug addiction and all of the rest does not happen. Fauci, Bill Gates, World Health Organization, World Economic Forum, all jockeying and planning. And what they were really planning for in all of these exercises and drills is the structure. The structure of death. How it's going to be counted. How it's going to be arranged. How the message is going to be flooded. How the public health officials around the world are going to coordinate with the governors and the mayors and the prime ministers and the premiers and the presidents, the cowards who are going to knuckle under because it's medical, 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 medical. The Rockefeller plan, the Gates plan. That's how it's being done. That was the plan. That's what all the exercises and drills were about, to coordinate the structure, propaganda, messaging, the lockdowns, before anything could happen, before anybody could turn around and say, wait, 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 as they could have, which we will describe after the break.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, last segment. So now, let me describe what could have happened. And remember, COVID-19 is old people. Meeting in the White House. Fauci is there. Well, sir, we just have a new report in from the UK from most famous computer modeler in the world, Neil Ferguson of the Imperial College of London, who predicts 500,000 deaths in the UK and 2 million in America. And the only conclusion we can reach is that state of emergency, and we must have a national lockdown. We have to get the governors and the mayors on board and lock down country. Really? Yes, sir. That's it. Otherwise, 2 million deaths are going to be on your head in America. Soon. Well, who else could be in the room? Who else could be in? Another scientist, perhaps? Two or three? Would that be excessive to say? I don't think so. In a manner of momentous decision-making like this, a few other scientists might be there to be turned to. Well, what do you think? Well, we have some data on this man, Neil Ferguson, who just made the computer prediction. Really? He is the most famous. Yeah, but you see, actually, Dr. or is it Mr. Fauci, he's a failed computer model. He's an abysmal failure. None of his predictions come true. He's an ass. He's a total ass, sir. Really? I didn't know that. Explain. Well, for example, in 2005, bird flu, do you remember that one? So he said that 200 million people could die. Really? How many died? Well, official statistics, sir, said it was a few. President looks at Fauci. Mr. Fauci, what do you have to say to that? Well, sir, I mean, he's got a reputation as the most famous computer modeler in the world. I mean, you know, what can I say? His colleagues think that he's the best. What do you mean, his colleagues? You mean other computer modelers? Yes. Okay, another scientist speaks up. Sir, I really have to say, I'm sorry to say, Mr. Fauci, but the complete profession of computer prediction is generally run by complete idiots. Aggressive idiots who are pulling down paychecks for nothing at all. Because their models are always overplayed. They're always being paid for by somebody else. In this case, I should add, sir, that Neil Ferguson, his institute at Imperial College is being bankrolled by Bill Gates for, you know, $10 million or so a year. Really? I didn't know that. Yes, sir, that's right. Well, Mr. Fauci, it looks like maybe we have a mistake here. That maybe we shouldn't lock down the entire nation for whatever it is, 3 months or so, and destroy the economy and kill off huge numbers of people with that economic tactic, nothing to do with virus, just on the basis of you, Mr. Fauci, saying that this potato head, Neil Ferguson, is famous as a computer modeler. Now, also in the room, in this momentous meeting in the White House, you would think there would be a couple of economic experts who would say, ticka, 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 you know, on their computer, a little calculator. Excuse me, sir, yes. What Mr. Fauci is suggesting here, let me run it down for you. If we were to lock down the national economy for, say, 3 months, we would be talking roughly 50 million people unemployed. Stock market, of course, just out get it. And if I may mention, your legacy as the president of the economy to, you know, make America great again through the economy would be a complete and utter devastation. Failure. Now, that's just the beginning, because I would predict that the bailout, because we would have to have a bailout, sir. I mean, you just can't let all these, you know, we're talking about locking down businesses, big businesses, small businesses, all businesses, cities. You know what I'm saying here, sir? Understand what lockdown actually means? What it means? Mass numbers of bankruptcies, right? Complete and utter bankruptcy. I mean, boarded up cities, the great city of New York, your city, sir. I mean, it would just be desolate. That's what we're talking. So in order to stave off mass starvation and, I don't know, possible mass revolution to overthrow the government, you would have to bail out all of these people, which means basically everybody, sir. Everybody? Yes, sir, everybody. Well, how much is that going to cost? Because, you know, I've said already that I'm authorizing $2 billion, but if Congress wants $6 billion, that's okay with me. No, sir, I'm sorry. That's not even remotely in the ballpark. That's chump change. We're talking about maybe $5-6 trillion. What? Yes, sir. $5-6 trillion. Well, where are we going to get that kind of money? Well, basically, we invent it. Really? How does that work? Well, that's a complicated subject for another time, sir. But point is, it would be a disaster, a complete and utter disaster. Just imagine rubble everywhere, so to speak, in what was the economy. Rubble. And people wearing masks, walking like robots down the empty, deserted streets. Businesses boarded up everywhere. People walking 6 feet apart because, you know, this is what the whole program is supposed to be now. Isolated from each other. And that wall-to-wall surveillance of the population, I mean, sir, I don't know whether Mr. Fauci knows what he is presenting here and what he's recommending on the back of a completely failed, as we say, underline, failed computer modeler, one idiot at the Imperial College in London, paid for by Bill Gates. Sir, you've been calling fake news ever since you campaigned for the presidency. I know it's tough. I know it would take humongous balls to do this now, but I mean, I'm afraid you've got to, because I know, excuse me, sir, Mr. Fauci, but I know you. And I know that you're not going to relent or let up, and neither are your comrades at the CDC, and et cetera, et cetera. So, Mr. President, you're going to have to go up against all of the medical cartel here and call them fake. But if you don't, this is what we're looking at. This is what is going to happen. And furthermore, a scientist pipes up. Here's my prediction, sir. This whole thing is going to be, and by whole thing I mean the pandemic, which as we're seeing now is just not panning out to be a pandemic at all, sir. Falling far, far short of that in every sense of the word, is going to be revved up and pumped up and hyped up and lied about and falsified and faked on the backs of dead old people. What? What do you mean by that? Well, they're going to kill old people because they're the easiest to say they were impacted by the virus. You see? What old people are we talking about? People in nursing homes, people that make it to hospitals, people that are isolated in their apartments in big cities and towns and never get to the hospital but are terrified from all the propaganda about the virus and on top of all their other medical conditions and being isolated, the terror just kills them. Terror on the back of all of that can kill you, sir. That's what we're talking about. Really. Well then, Mr. Fauci, I'm afraid we're not going to follow your advice. What, sir? How can you not? It's pretty easy, actually. First of all, we dump your ass in the grass, and we leave you behind, and I will see you next time.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.